Big FM 93.7, it's time for Dial-A-Doc. Joining us today from FHN Marketing, it's Barb Lessman. Good morning, Barb. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
So nice to have you with us. A little morning sunshine. Hope that's shining through your window on a kind of a chilly week. It's National Drug Take-Back Day coming up Saturday, October 29th. And what can you share with us there? FHN promoting this National Drug Take-Back. Tell us a little bit about it, if you would, Barb.
I would be happy to. National Drug Take-Back Day is held twice every year, usually around the end of April and the end of October. And this provides an opportunity for individuals to properly dispose of any leftover and unused prescription drugs. The mission of the National Drug Take-Back Day is to have a designated safe location for individuals to drop off the prescription drugs that will be properly disposed of by officials. And the Drug Enforcement Agency actually sponsors this event nationwide because they feel the drug overdose epidemic in the United States is a clear and present public health, public safety, and national security threat. The DEA's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day reflects their commitment to American safety and health, encouraging the public to remove unneeded medications from their homes as a measure of preventing medication misuse and opioid addiction from ever even starting.
What kind of results has this event had in the past, Barb?
Well, locally, we've collected a few hundred pounds at each event of unused prescription medications, but nationally, in over 5,100 collection sites, they've collected 7,995 tons. And just in the April of 2022 collection, they collected over 360 tons. And if you think about it, that's a lot of pills and patches.
I would say so, and I'm guessing everyone has some at home that they forget about and they get pushed in the back of the medicine cabinet. Another question for you, by the way, we're talking with Barb Lessman, FHN Marketing, about Take Back Drug Day coming up Saturday, October 29th. Why is FHN getting involved, Barb?
Well, FHN, they know that the prescription drugs are a problem leading to addiction, and the FHN Family Counseling Center sees cases like this all the time and recognizes the importance of proper disposal of medication that's unused so that it is not misused.
How much of an issue are prescription drugs?
They are definitely an issue. Anybody who is watching the news is aware of what prescription drugs can do to individuals and to their families, and they also can be harmful to others. Patients just need to be reminded that prescription medications should be used appropriately. And when I say used appropriately, it means following the directions as explained on the label or by the pharmacist, being aware of potential interactions with other drugs as well as alcohol, never stopping or changing a dosing regimen without first discussing with your provider, and never using another person's prescription and never giving their prescription medications to others, and also to store prescription stimulants, sedatives, and opioids safely.
With the National Drug Take-Back Day partly connected to the opioid crisis that we hear so much about?
Yes, I believe it is. When prescription drugs are not taken correctly while under the supervised care of a provider, it may cause overdose or addiction. You know, each case is different, but there are issues with leftover drugs of any kind, whether it, which is what the drug take back is about. Opioids have been on the market since 1911, and they originally were prescribed for end-of-life care or, you know, post-surgical care. And in 1996, some pharmaceutical companies came out with painkillers that promoted that they were safe from abuse. And obviously that hasn't been the case, which has been leading to an increased use of painkillers and the drug overdose epidemic in the U.S.
Why is it so important to dispose of drugs this way? I'm sure people ask, why not just toss them in the trash or flush them down the toilet? I'm sure you've got reasons that shouldn't happen.
Yes, and, you know, in the past, that was kind of what they told you to do with any unused medications, but they found out that it does contaminate the groundwater. It could, if it's unlabeled and thrown in the trash, it could get in the hands of somebody who's, you know, drug searching, or maybe our pets or small children. So we want to make sure that they are disposed of correctly and safely to really protect all of us.
How can people here participate in the day, Barb, and what types of drugs can they bring in?
So to participate in the day, they can bring in their unused medications, and also, you know, if they are caring for another individual, go through their medications as well and bring those in. And basically, you can just put them in a plastic bag and take them to the Freeport Police Department, which is on Exchange Street in here in Freeport, between 10 and 2. And those, the things that are accepted are, you know, pills and patches, and also any, and it can be prescription and over-the-counter medications. So it could be vitamins, supplements, pet medications. All those can be brought in. The only things that we are not really accepting are the sharps and the liquids and any inhalers. So they can just put them in a bag and drive up to the police department and just pass them out the window. And in turn, the FHN family counseling staff and the police department staff will be there passing out information to you and also providing you with a Ziploc bag that you can use for next time you come.
Excellent. You kind of addressed this a little bit, but did the drugs need to be labeled or packaged in a specific way?
Not for the drug take back day. You can just bring those pills in any type of bag. However, there are all year round, there are medication disposal boxes that you can bring your unused medications into, and those we ask that, you know, you pour the pills out of the prescription bottles and Ziploc into like a Ziploc bag and put those in the disposal boxes, and then recycle those prescription bottles.
All right. Where can people find out more?
You can either go to the DEA.gov website, or you can also go to the FHN.org/SUP for substance use prevention website and learn more.
It's the National Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, October 29th at Freeport Police Department. We've been visiting with Dial a Doc and FHN with Barb Lessman from FHN Marketing. Barb, a pleasure talking with you. Great program. People take advantage of it. And Barb, we'll talk to you again next time, okay?
All right, so great. Thank you.
You bet. You take care. That's Dial-A-Doc today. This is Big FM 93.7. Dan Bloom with you here.